The Danube River forms the borders separating Austria, Slovakia, and Hungary. Those frontiers were drawn by the victorious Allies after World War I and the collapse of Austro-Hungary, an empire that stretched through Central and Eastern Europe and down into the Balkans. More than 80 years later, Slovaks remain wary of their Hungarian neighbors. We're continuing our week-long trip down the Danube. Today, NPR's Guy Raz has the story about how history has intruded in an environmental dispute along the river.
It's hard to imagine that the border between Austria and the former Czechoslovakia was sealed a decade ago. The Iron Curtain used to begin at the banks of the Danube River. Today, the train ride from Vienna to the Slovak capital Bratislava, just across the river, takes less than an hour. Slovakia has been independent for less than 10 years. The government's rapidly expanding links with the West. And Slovaks are eager to show off their technological achievements. Milan Luj walks down a corrugated steel staircase inside the Gabčíkovo hydroelectric station and heads toward his pride and joy, the TG7 generators.
This is the upper part of the turbine.
Nad nami je synchronní generátor.
And what is above us is the synchronic generator.
The enormous generators, propelled by the mighty Danube, combine to create 700 megawatts of energy a year, or about 10% of Slovakia's entire electricity needs. Slovak engineers and scientists consider Gabčíkovo Dam the jewel in the crown of a 40-mile-long water management project along the Danube River. One of its chief architects, Dr. Igor Mucha, an aging biologist, says that the project has revitalized the river basin.
Here, this is constructed so that during the natural or artificial flood, because we can simulate the flood here. This level of the cascade is the highest allowable level. We have computed this level that way that it's comparable, the water level during the flood, to the flood which was in 60s.
Dr. Mucha wanders through a nature reserve inside the forest along the banks of the Danube. He explains that since a system of dikes, weirs, and reservoirs was created, scientists have eliminated disastrous natural floods. It was flooding along the riverbanks, Mucha says, that led Hungary and Czechoslovakia to enter a joint hydroelectric dam project in 1977. Then it was known as the Gabčíkovo-Nagymoros project. The idea was to control the level of the Danube by diverting river waters into two huge reservoirs and a navigation canal in Slovakia. Everything was going according to plan until 1989.
És neve Magyar Köztársaság.
The collapse of communist rule in Hungary gave rise to dozens of new political groups, among them a powerful environmental movement. Within months, the Hungarian government backed out of the Gabčíkovo-Nagymoros project, and they denounced it as a symbol of communist-era megalomania. Then, in 1993, Czechoslovakia split up. The new independent state of Slovakia saw something sinister in Hungary's withdrawal from the project. Jaroslav Paška of the Slovak National Party explains his countrymen's suspicions.
The Hungarians wanted to cancel this project because it contained a provision that recognized the boundaries between our two countries laid out in 1920. But in reality, in their hearts, the Hungarians never recognized this border, and therefore they wanted to annul the dam project in order to be able to open up the question of the boundary again.
There are Hungarian nationalists who still lament territory lost to Slovakia after World War I, and there are Slovaks who view Hungarians as the nation that subjugated them for 1,000 years, people like Jaroslav Paška of the Slovak National Party.
Budapeštianska administratíva sa usilovala.
The government in Budapest for years imposed a policy of assimilation. Students were prohibited from speaking Slovak. They had to study Hungarian. And Slovaks suffered immensely under this oppression. So the first opportunity we had to free ourselves from this oppression, we took it up.
Freedom from oppression meant continuing the Gabčíkovo-Nagymoros project, with or without Hungarian approval.
It was not an issue of environment, it was a political issue.
Ivo Samson is a social scientist in Slovakia. He sees the Gabčíkovo Dam as the triumph of politics over ecology.
To finish this dam was to show to those Hungarians, that's our territory, and here is the border. And it's our right, of course, to construct this dam in spite of your rejection.
But the dam didn't serve both sides of the river equally. Diverting the Danube waters into new irrigation channels has turned this part of Slovakia into the country's breadbasket. Huge industrial farms and fertile fields now dominate the Slovak side of the river basin. But on the Hungarian side of the border, in the Szigetkuz region, the dam project has been disastrous for locals, like fisherman Károly Lakatos.
Most ez általában egy középső szintig, egy átlagos vízállásnak középső szintig volt a víz.
10 years ago, the average level of water was up to the middle of here of this tool shed. Can you see the water level now? This is the high water point. Normally, 2 or 3 times a year, there were small floods in our houses. It was normal. We were used to it. We were prepared for it. Look at the weeds on the ground here 10 years ago. This was water. This was the river.
Slovak engineers like Igor Mucha say that the lower water levels on the Hungarian side of the river are a result of Hungary's withdrawal from the project. Hungary, he says, failed to construct water channels to its side of the Danube Basin. But Hungarian biologist Janusz Varga says that Slovakia should have halted the project once Hungary did.
If the question is that we would like to use the Danube for electricity generation, which can supply a need of 200,000 people, or you would like to use the Danube to supply healthy drinking water for millions of people, it's obvious the cautious decision, the wise decision, is to keep the Danube for the drinking water production.
Varga says that when Slovakia diverted river waters into the reservoirs and navigation canal, it reduced water pressure in the Danube itself. The consequences, he argues, is a steady loss of river silt, which is crucial for natural water purification. Slovak writer Ivola Resutic has written 2 books on the Danube River Basin. In the end, he points out, it's been not just the Slovaks and the Hungarians who lost, but the river itself.
Stále v tejto Európe nešťastnej, stále tak nejako usilujeme.
Here in this unlucky Europe, we don't want to forget history. Instead, we just remember it wrongly. And instead of learning from history, we just create new problems.
For defenders of the water management project, Slovakia has a right to improve its land and finally emerge from under the shadow of Hungarian rule. But for those who live on the Hungarian side of the Danube, the conflicts of history will have far-reaching consequences for their futures. Guy Raz, NPR News, on the Slovak-Hungarian border.